Community Radio for Seattle's Rainier Valley and beyond.
Seven New Seattle Community Radio Station has recently received FCC license. Some of the new low-power FM stations are already built and serving their communities. One of those seven stations is KVRU, Rainier Valley Radio. KVRU is a station owned by Seed Art, a nonprofit organization.
Radio, FM in particular, it is an important source of information as well as entertainment and music.
That is Lance Madsen, the executive director of Seed. Lance says KVRU is an important source for everybody in their community besides Seed's goal of providing affordable housing and job sources.
It's not just about having a home and a job. It's also about having a kind of spiritual, cultural, and aesthetic quality of life. That is not just for rich people. That's for everybody.
Lenz then mentioned Sharon, a person who has a great access for KVRU. She has helped a lot in bringing the station together.
I think we have a great potential with KVRU. We have a wonderful station manager, Sharon Maeda. She is working very hard and assembled all volunteer to operate the station.
I've been in and out of communications most of my career.
That is Sharon Maeda, KVRU news station manager. She was also a former executive director of Pasika Radio and a station manager of Crab FM. Sharon has nearly 40 years of community radio management.
A lot of what I learned, I hope I can use here in terms of training new generation of people. My goal is to make sure that the station is solid, both financially and programmatically, and that I can go back to retirement and leave it to a new generation.
Based on Census Bureau 2010, reported America's most diverse zip code is 98118, Rainier Valley neighborhood in Seattle. Rainier Valley is a place with rich diversity culture, with 59 spoken languages. In October 19, 2017, the station hosted the first political mayor debate. The debate was for community members to be informed and involve voters in political process. Along with events like that, Sharon believed the station is a platform for many voices to tell the story.
Telling your story and sort of, it's just like domestic violence victims. When you finally are able to tell your story, it's kind of a liberation on a certain level for you personally. And it's very educational for others to understand, oh, that's where they're coming from. You know, I had no idea. And so you gain a new respect for your neighbors. And the thing about community radio is you don't have to be a radio professional to be on the air.
Sharon considered KVRU equipment luxurious for a low-power FM station because Seed has raised nearly $400,000 for KVRU. Most of the funds were used to buy state-of-art equipment for the three studios inside of the Dakota buildings in Rainier Valley. Sharon then gave me the tour to the station.
We have a production room in which some folks are editing right now. They're editing on Adobe Audition software, and they're able to take out all the glitches and whatever in the program.
Here in the production room, I got to meet Sheila. Sheila Burrows, the executive director of Filipino Community Center in Seattle.
We have a lot of Filipino audience here at the Rainier Valley who's very interested in what's going on with their local community as well as their hometown.
Filipino community is just a part of the Rainier Valley neighborhood melting pot. Seed as well as KVRU are hoping to integrate people from many different backgrounds. KVRU might be a small station, but it has a big plan. If you are a student and need that volunteer work or into media or communication, KVRU could be a place for you to learn more and get that volunteer work experience. You can go to www.kvru.org to find more about volunteer opportunities. Lin Hong, reporter from University of Washington at Bothell.